New laws in Victoria kicked in to tackle the issue of youth crime. In December, the state parliament passed laws allowing children as young as 14 to face life sentences for crimes like aggressive burglary or carjacking. Youth support organisations are concerned about these laws, saying the problem will not be solved, but will exacerbate the issue. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked strategic projects lead at the Jesuit Social Services, David Murray, his thoughts about these youth justice reforms.
Well, we're pretty disappointed, really, and I've said so before, that the whole notion of exposing young people to adult courts really goes against all the evidence, certainly goes against what we would understand as a sort of an appropriate response to young people when they get into trouble with the law. There's no evidence that increasing sentences for young people will produce a better outcome. So that's really the bottom line.
Now, the laws aim to convict young people for offences like aggravated burglary or aggravated carjacking. Why is this so disproportionate, you think?
I think governments are responding to the sort of the public discussions that occurred about these kind of offences, and there seems to be an increase in the number of these kind of offences, and young people seem to be drawn into that. However, the solution that they've chosen to simply shift the responsibility for decision-making to the adult courts and really puts the adult courts under pressure to make a decision, whereas in the past, the children's court, where judges and magistrates are conscious of the developmental needs of the people before them, they're also conscious of the undeveloped nature of adolescence. So I think that sending this to the adult courts is going to make judges in the adult court really concerned about how they're going to manage this themselves, frankly.
So the state government's response about these laws is to keep the community safe. Why do you think this will not solve the issue?
Well, there's no evidence that it keeps the community safe. I mean, in the very short term, of course, that young people, when they're picked up for these kind of offences, they get a period of custody on remand. Then the sentencing question arises. But we don't see that extending this to the adult courts and extended periods in custody actually addresses the core drivers of offending. What is needed, which is where the children's court approach takes up, is looking at the individual circumstances of each young person and what are the causes of this kind of offending? How come they get caught up in this serious offending and what do we need to do about it? And the answer to that is not extended periods of time in custody, because there's no evidence that that produces a better outcome.
What are some of the programs that Jesuit Social Services provide to support young kids to stay away from the justice system?
Well, we run a number of programs. The core program we have is a program called Youth Justice Community Support Service, where we provide intensive wraparound support to young people who've got caught up in the system. The young people are referred to us from the Department of Justice, from Youth Justice, and they're on a variety of community orders, including bail and including intensive bail. And in the case of the extreme end, what's called enhanced bail support service, including electronic monitoring. So we take the whole range of young people who have been sentenced to some type of order, and so work closely with them, and we produce very good results in that program. We also run family group conferencing, restorative justice, where we bring together the young person, their family, and either the victim of that offending or a representative of that person. And that also is a program which has a very good result. And where possible, that the young person and the person they've offended against can kind of, in a sense, connect with each other, and the young person can get a very kind of clear view of the impact that their behaviour has had on the person in front of them. And that seems to us a more powerful way of approaching it than the court process.
Other jurisdictions like Queensland, for instance, have introduced similar laws like in Victoria. Would you like to see a better national approach on this issue, and why is this so important?
Well, yes, I mean, the notion of adult time for adult crime, I mean, it's a political slogan. It's the weaponisation of this whole issue, and it's disgraceful in my view. And I think what it does is that jurisdiction, Queensland and now Victoria and others in Australia, are not fulfilling the obligations that we as a national government have signed up to under the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which says that custody should really only be entertained as a last resort. So, yes, a national approach is necessary. We hear very little from the federal government about this, because they would say that administration of justice is a state jurisdictional issue, and it is. But in the case of young people, each jurisdiction now is breaching the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. So we need, I think, our national government to sort of step in and at least set some standards. And this was something that was recommended last year by the Human Rights Commissioner, Anne Hollands, in a report that she provided called Help Way Earlier, which called for a Minister for Children and Young People in Cabinet, a set of national standards and frameworks so that each jurisdiction was held accountable. There was silence, it seems to me, complete silence from the federal government.
That was David Murray from Jesuit Social Services speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.